Blackstone Audiobooks presents Something Wicked This Way Comes by Ray Bradbury. They sleep not, except they have done mischief, and their sleep is taken away unless they cause some to fall, for they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 16 to 17. I know not all that may be coming, but be it what it will, I'll go to it laughing. Stubb in Moby Dick. Prologue. First of all, it was October, a rare month for boys. Not that all months aren't rare, but there be bad and good, as the pirates say. Take September, a bad month, school begins. Consider August, a good month, school hasn't begun yet. July, well, July's really fine. There's no chance in the world for school. June, no doubting it, June's best of all, for the school doors spring wide and September's a billion years away. But you take October now. School's been on a month and you're riding easier in the rains, jogging along. You got time to think of the garbage you'll dump on Old Man Prickett's porch, or the hairy ape costume you'll wear to the YMCA the last night of the month. And if it's around October 20th and everything smoke-smelling and the sky orange and ash-gray at twilight, it seems Halloween will never come in a fall of broomsticks and a soft flap of bedsheets around corners. But one strange, wild, dark, long year, Halloween came early. One year, Halloween came on October 24th, 3 hours after midnight. At that time, James Nightshade of 97 Oak Street was 13 years, 11 months, 23 days old. Next door, William Holloway was 13 years, 11 months, and 24 days old. Both touched toward 14. It almost trembled in their hands. And that was the October week when they grew up overnight and were never so young anymore.